Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there in the news workshop pulling together the day's finest story, copper, steel, and brass, from which I handcraft the most topical thermal hull, then add 14,500 BTU power gas burners and rock grill and grand vaulted oven and Art Deco-inspired bezels and toe kick to build for you the Ferris Raffulli-designed Chateau Supreme Grand Palais de Cornu gas range. That is my nightly monologue. But sometimes, well, I'm feeling, you know, I'm fleeing away from the triad gangs after stealing their cocaine submarine, which I crash into a garbage island in the Pacific. I dig a hole and fill it with discarded ramen cups, all my clothes, and whatever was left of the tank of a broken diesel leaf blower, and then light up the groundwater poisoning burn pit of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
it's an oxygen tank. It's an oxygen tank. It's an air conditioner for the mind. Meanwhile, New York City subway surfers were recently caught having sex on top of a moving MTA train. Well, I certainly hope they both got off at the same stop. Can I just say, let me just say something. This is important. I want all the kids to hear this. That's incredibly stupid, and don't do that. But also, wow. Being able to perform while hurtling above Queens with your ass hanging in the wind is impressive. Many men have trouble maintaining focus if the dog's watching. Meanwhile, Apple is warning customers not to put wet iPhones in rice. They are instead encouraging users to put their wet iPhones in Apple's new $1,200 accessory, rice. You need a different charge cable for every grain, though. In other cell phone news, experts are now saying that you don't need to use airplane mode on airplanes after all. Oh, what a relief. Because whenever I fly, I totally always put my phone on airplane mode. I have to so I can hear every word of the safety demonstration. Tell me how this seatbelt device works again. So there are exit rows in front and behind me? News you can use. Apparently, they've known for 20 years that airplane mode doesn't do jack. But they still ask us to turn off our phones because airlines think people won't stop yapping on their cell phones during flights, leading to more instances of air rage. You know what else leads to instances of air rage? Being told that a transparently stupid and inconvenient rule is for our safety, but by an industry who cannot keep the f***ing doors on. So, sorry for the language. Meanwhile, as many of you know, we are smack dab in the middle of Lent, the 40-day period before Easter, when many Christians give up meat and reflect on their faith by staring at your burger in a way that makes you very uncomfortable. Well, according to Lent researchers over at Food and Wine magazine, eating alligator, beaver, and capybara are all okay for Lent because alligator is considered in the fish family, and we can eat beaver meat since they swim a lot in rivers. Along with capybara. We're getting pretty loosey-goosey with the rules there, aren't we, Catholic Church?
Well, look at that. The neighbor's kid won the swim meet.
Do we have any barbecue sauce? Gonna eat the neighbor's kid in that joke. Meanwhile, stingray experts were surprised to find that Charlotte, a stingray with no male companion, is pregnant. Amazing, but not the most scandalous sex news about an animal named Charlotte. We all remember that controversial scene from Charlotte's Web. Experts think this pregnancy may be the result of something called parthenogenesis, which is a type of asexual reproduction in which there is no genetic contribution by a male, or what many women refer to as best-case scenario. Meanwhile, really? Parthenogenesis. Meanwhile, KFC, the world's finest purveyors of food by the bucket, the chicken chain is rolling out the Chizza, a fried chicken and pizza hybrid that features two white meat extra crispy fried chicken fillets with marinara sauce, mozzarella cheese, and pepperoni. Well, this is clearly an irresponsible and bald-faced publicity stunt to get someone like me to eat it on TV. And I'm in. Here goes. That is unusual but good. I'm not sure how to describe it. It's like if a chicken had sex with a pizza on top of a New York City subway train.
More meanwhile, after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Folks, you know, I spend most of my time over there in the news atelier, hand-hammering the most topical story gold into an elegant leopard-inspired frame inlaid with an intense yellow and black diamond, totaling 3.59 carats, to present to you the timeless yet buzzworthy custom-designed Lugano Barton Pereira sunglasses that are my monologue. But sometimes, just sometimes, folks, while hiding from Australian koala smugglers in a farm equipment scrapyard, I grab the busted-out bottom of a Pepsi bottle and a shard from an abandoned 1958 John Deere windshield and snap them into a couple of holes of a plastic six-pack ring, then rip the starter cord out of a lawnmower and strap on the Outlaw's doom goggles of news that are my segment. Meanwhile. It's a toboggan. It's a toboggan of joy. Meanwhile, last night, an American Airlines JFK flight to Spain was diverted due to a cracked windshield, which accounts for the airline industry's latest desperate ad campaign. Airplanes, they're totally safe other than the doors and windows. Meanwhile, a decade after announcing the project, Apple has pulled the plug on trying to create its own electric car and announced the Apple car is no more. Damn, that is so disappointing. I, for one, was really looking forward to driving around in one of these babies. I want to race that pig that drives a pickle. Oh, lowly. Meanwhile, there's news from Staten Island, New York City's redheaded stepborough. Because city and state officials have seemingly thrown in the towel on managing Staten Island's troublesome turkey population, which are now nesting on residents' front lawns, blocking traffic, scratching cars, and defecating on private property. And you can't do that stuff on Staten Island if it's not St. Patrick's Day. Meanwhile, you do the thing. Meanwhile, I hope you haven't booked your summer vacation yet, because you can now stay inside the world's first Eggo House of Pancakes. Perfect for anyone who wants to sleep amongst the pancakes without the hassle of international travel. Also, that's what you think of when you think Eggo. Pancake. Meanwhile, there's news about the author of The Divine Comedy, because a new study has revealed that Dante Alighieri looked like this. There he is. Evidently, Dante was a character in a video game from 2008. Because he's really giving off villager who sends you on a time-wasting side quest to find his six misses. Moving on. No. Oh, shut up. Quiet. How did the study create this image? Well, researchers started by digitally recreating the Italian poet's skull using a 1921 analysis of his bones, reinforced with data from a 2007 article about his face. It's a highly scientific process called guessing. Find his chickens. Dennis, find his missing chickens. I'm fine with that. Meanwhile, there's news about the Beatles, the band behind hits like Norwegian Wood, by far the most beautiful song about Scandinavian boners. The Fab Four are coming to the big screen again, because British director Sam Mendes will direct four separate Beatles movies on Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. They're launching the BCU. It's the Beatles cinematic universe. I can't wait for the Beatles Infinity War, where George uses Maxwell's silver hammer to fight Thanos and Eric Clapton. For Layla! The movies are supposed to come out in 2027, and the producers say they will show the story of the Beatles from four different perspectives, which tell a single story, so as to challenge the notion of what constitutes a trip to the movies. We don't need any more challenges to the notion of what constitutes a trip to the movies. We already have the genre-bending eroticism of the Dune popcorn bucket. Meanwhile, not enough butter in the world. Meanwhile, huge news from the world of Latin music, because in a recent interview with GQ, Ricky Martin admitted he has a foot fetish, saying, "I have a foot thing, and I would kiss your feet like crazy for hours." Look, I'm not sure what the big surprise is here. Back in the 90s, he had a huge hit about this. Jim? Please take off your clothes. Licking the feet out of God. Let me pet your dogs. I don't have your feet out of God. Put your feet in my boca. Licking the feet out of God. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.